It's time for the True Sports Card Show.
The only one-hour radio show that gives you the very latest in sports memorabilia news from around the world.
Here are your hosts, industry expert Imran Palladi and Sactown Sports 49ers insider Emil Fragoso.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Imran Palladi along with Emil Fragoso here in the Sactown Sports 1140 studios. Nate behind the window. Good morning to you on this rainy Saturday morning here, April 13th, 2024. We've got a great guest that's going to be joining us here in just a minute. But Emil, welcome back. One more week in the books.
I know, and it's raining outside. April 13th, a little spooky. 13th, I don't know.
Yeah, we missed it. Tonight, some exciting things that are happening. I said tonight there are some exciting things that are happening. I really need to work on my grammar.
I mean, there are some exciting things happening tonight. It's UFC 300.
Don't tell my wife, but I've eaten a Taco Bell burrito on the way over here, and I'm trying to get that breakfast burrito
great
out of...
Great start to your day.
Yes.
A very nutritious start as he sits here with his Taco Bell breakfast and I believe a Diet Coke it looks like, too.
How dare you? It's Diet Pepsi.
Oh.
Good morning to you all. Wanted to give you a few things that we're going to be doing over the next couple weeks. As you know, the Sacramento Autograph Expo is going to be held next month, almost a month from now, May 17th through 19th at the grounds. That's the fairgrounds in Roseville. We have all kinds of great guests like Dennis Rodman, Ricky Henderson, Randy Johnson, Vlad Sr.
Yeah.
We've added two since we were last on the air. We've added Michael Cooper, the Lakers Showtime super sub, sixth man who ended up being a catalyst as to why they won so many championships. Mm-hmm. He is now a member of the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, and he got announced not only, I think, maybe a week ago, and we are the first public autograph signing since he's gotten that. So Michael and I talked on the phone. We were able to get him out here. He'll be appearing Sunday, May 19th. So he'll be out there doing the signing. I think his time's going to be right around 1 p.m.
Okay.
We also added on Sunday, May 19th, 49ers legendary fullback, the two-time Super Bowl champion Tom Rathman.
Wow.
Is going to be joining us as well. So Tom Rathman will be there signing autographs. And finally, this is breaking news because I haven't even announced it to anybody else.
Oh.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, 1990s all-decade team, punt returner extraordinaire, other side of Jerry Rice. Who am I talking about? The wide receiver?
John Taylor.
John Taylor will be joining us on May 19th. That's breaking news, but here's the even greater breaking news.
You got more?
You're not going to believe this.
More?
No, I'm going to believe this. If you purchase your ticket of a three-day pass, which is $30, because normally it's Friday for $10, Saturday for $15, Sunday for $10. That's just the entry into our event. If you buy all 3 days, it saves you $5. You'll get it for $30. But we're including the John Taylor autograph for free included into that thing.
Wait, wait, wait.
Yes.
Free?
Yes, 100%.
Free?
It's included.
Like,
so
free?
If you go to the website right now, sacautographexpo.com or sacsportscardexpo.com, sacsportscardexpo.com, either one of those, they all lead to the same thing. Because Shep tells
great,
it.
Great work there.
Shep yells out.
The wrong one?
Yeah, he shouts out URLs that don't exist.
Yeah, so, and locations that don't exist either.
So I have to fix it. I almost had to book another location because Shep kept just yelling out places that didn't exist. Mm-hmm. But at least I own both URLs now.
Nice.
So you can go to sacautographexpo.com, click on the three-day pass, buy that for $30, and you'll be able to get John Taylor's autograph for free in person on Sunday the 19th.
Sounds like a sweet deal.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
It's sweet.
It's pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet.
All right. And then also next two Saturdays from now, which is going to be April 27th, we have LaSalle Thompson, who's going to be signing free autographs there at True Galleria in the mall, our location. And we have trade night there for the first time, 6 to 9. So Tank will be signing autographs from 5 to 6. And then 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, we'll have trade night right after that. So we're really excited to have that. If you have any questions, call the store at 916-259-1993. Side note,
yes,
we will be having JSA authentication. That's actually authentication two times, right? I just said that twice.
Good JS,
James Spence authentication.
Yes.
Is that what I just said?
You did.
JSA will be at the Sacramento Autograph Expo to do witness authentication on your item. So if you have an item that's being signed by Ricky Henderson or Randy Johnson or Tom Rathman or anybody else, you can get your autograph authenticated by the team at JSA just $10.
This gets better and better.
For just $10. So you take your item over to the JSA booth. They identify that it was signed in person. They put the sticker witness on there. Witness stickers, by the way, in valuation is higher than if it was just going to be an authenticated, in the sense of like autograph opinion. I should have our guest talk about this, which he will in a second. But what I want to say is when it's witness, there's no doubt. I physically watched them sign it.
Yes.
This is 100% true. Versus autograph authentication, which says, based on all of our research, based on our knowledge and our expertise, we believe that this is a real autograph.
It's an enhanced authentication, you're saying?
It's more so. Absolutely. Because there's no question that an employee and a representative of JSA has said, I watched them sign it. It's a 1,000%
real. I saw it happen. Yes. For real.
So it's a very different type of authentication and definitely one that's worth more in the grand scheme of things.
I would agree.
All right. So, Nate, are we ready? We've got a great guest. It's kind of a surprise for all of you. Let's see if I can get him. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the YouTube, you'll see him live. But we're here with the founder and our great friend of the show and True Sports Cards, Jimmy Spence, the founder of James Spence Authentication. He's here with us. Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Very good, Imran. How are you? Oh, hi, Emil.
Hi, guys.
Can you hear us?
I can hear him.
Yes.
Oh, you can hear him? I guess I can't hear him.
I'm good?
I can hear him.
Hold on. Nate's fixing this for me.
Okay.
Love the dead air.
Nothing like dead air.
Nothing like dead
air. Jimmy, can you hear me now?
I hear you perfectly.
You heard me the first time.
Yes.
Perfect.
Nate just ran in here. And I got to tell you, on a Saturday morning, Nate works multiple hours. He starts at 3:30 in the morning. So to watch Nate run in here at the speed that he came in. Speed of light. It was just incredible. I felt the gush of...
I do it for you, Jimmy.
Can we edit this out on live radio? All right. So glad. Hey, Jimmy, I promise you we're professional. It's me, Emil. We're here with Jimmy Spence. Mr. Spence, you've had an exciting month. Your company... and you have gone through some massive, massive positive changes. Why don't you, first of all, let's start with, for those that don't know you, the background of your company, James Spence Authentication. Just a quick origin story, maybe 2-3 minutes before we go into the big juicy details of what's recently happened for your company.
Well, let me start that back in 1999, I was hired by Collectors Universe to start an autograph authentication business for them. We called it PSA DNA, as you're familiar with. And that lasted, I was with them for 6 years. After the 6 years, I started JSA, James Spence Authentication, in 2005. 2005, some 19 years ago, built up a whole new company. We authenticate for everybody, auction houses, dealers, collectors, people that find things in their attic. And just recently on the end of March, in fact, this was just now a week and a half old, Blackstone, who purchased CCG, comic book card grading, coin grading, postage stamps, currency, they just purchased JSA. So that happened and we started up on April 1st. No April Fool's joke there, but and what it means for me, you know, because everybody asked me the question, I do have at least a 4-year contract with them. I'm staying on. I'm going to be doing a lot of these kind of things, podcasts and shaking hands, kissing babies and going to shows and, you know, meeting the public and promoting the new product line because we're authenticating autographs that'll be encapsulated. You know, we've done that before with a couple of other companies, but this is the first time it's all going to be, you know, under the rubric of CCG and Blackstone.
So here's the interesting part about it. I've been in real estate for 20 plus years. Blackstone's a well-known name inside real estate, inside the real estate world. They are a large shareholder of those types of assets. They purchased CGC just a few years back, if I'm not mistaken, and now they're being aggressive about buying other companies that are in the space. Are there any other companies that are also under that brand that we need to know about or that we may know about?
Right now, no. I mean, it's just going to be the two of us. We're integrating right now. Everything's going at a very rapid speed. Employees have all shifted over. I had some 100-some-odd employees with JSA, and they're joining the likes of 800-some-odd employees with the CCG family. I know it's a lot of different letters, which is kind of driving me nuts. But CCG is the mother company, CGC, NGC. I'll get it all together at some point. But it's an alphabet soup of a lot of great companies. And I'm sure they'll be adding things in the future. I mean, I got to believe at some point we're going to be encapsulating Funko Pops because, as my sons have told me, we authenticate more Funko Pop figurines than we do baseballs these days, which is hard to believe. Considering I didn't even know what a Funko Pop was about 7-8 years ago.
Jimmy, you don't know this. And Emil is laughing at me right now because we opened a second location in the Roseville Galleria here in Northern California. It's about 2.5 miles down the street from where my current shop is. But proximity-wise, it's one's in Rockland. That's where my card shop is. And the other one is in Roseville. So it's in two different cities. It made sense to me. This Galleria location that I have been a part of and acquired has literally 50,000 Funko Pops when I acquired it. So we'll be getting familiar with each other here shortly. people laugh at me calling me the Funko Pop King, and I don't know anything about it. I'm still learning it myself. So there you go. All right, so let's step back for a second. We've been friends for a while. I've known you for a while. Your sister is here local. She works with us on our witness authentication. There's always a good reason as to why people do things. There's plenty of reasons. There's a main catalyst because it is your baby. It has your name on it. You have the sense of pride about it. First of all, have you done many interviews since the acquisition has happened, or is this one of your few that you've done at the beginning?
This is the second podcast I've done. I did one with my son, Jimmy. We were actually, as soon as the company was sold, Jimmy and I had a scheduled vacation with our families in Cabo, and we did it from Cabo. So, I've just been back to work, this week, maybe a little bit of last week. So it's all very new. And I guess, I'm getting bombarded with well-wishing phone calls,
That's
which
right.
I very much appreciate, as well as emails and texts and people that have known me in my, very long career in this industry. I've been very active, especially for the last 35 years. I was a collector as a kid, but professionally for 35 years.
And you think about this, we'll make one correction. This might be your second podcast that you've heard, but it's your first radio show. Because there you go. So we scooped it. Yes,
woo!
we got Jimmy Spence on
exclusive
that, on the radio. All right. So Jimmy, what was kind of the main catalyst? There's 1,000 reasons why you would do this, but what was the long term vision for you, for the company with your name on it, etc.? Why was it time to do this?
Well, JSA has been very successful, and I'm 64 years old. I've been working really with the administrative end of my business as well as the practical end for all these years. And I just needed to see a point where I was going to slow down from that. I still love the business. I'm still interested in offering my opinions on autographs, still interested in promoting the business. But I just needed to, figure out a way that I could see my two little grandchildren down in Florida more often. And this marriage of the two companies, the acquisition, is going to provide me with that. I'm going to be able to, travel to more shows than I have been. I have had to put that on the back shelf for the last 4 or 5 years. I've been at, maybe the national convention up in Cooperstown, a few other shows, but I'll be able to make it out there now because I'm not going to have to be, taking care of the worksheets and the submission forms and all the customer service that I have been doing over the years. Jimmy's going to take over. My son, Jimmy, the third, is going to be taking over the reins. And we're going to get a bigger support system. I mean, you're going to see things more automated. CCG's already started that process. That's been, they've been extremely helpful. The combined effort, you're going to see encapsulation, which I've gotten, every day for the last 19 years, 4 or 5 people ask me a day, when are you getting into encapsulation? Well, that's happening now. We're starting off with comic books. Cards will follow within the next month. You're going to see so many items. I mean, JSA will probably double, if not triple, in size in the next year. I mean,
wow. Bigger than you are now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you guys
are
worldwide, so that's the amazing part about it. I know Emil has some questions for you, but I just wanted to say this first. I was probably one of those inquiries every day asking you because our options right now are Beckett or PSA DNA for autograph encapsulation on cards. Mm-hmm. And I know that I've been bugging SGC, who I have a really great relationship with. You guys used to do it. Now you don't. How come you don't? You're missing out on a market. I literally get, if you think about it, if we do an autograph signing, so which we do, and I have 500 cards that need to be authenticated, I need a reasonably priced, great turnaround encapsulation, meaning that's going to be inside of a slab and verified as authentic by somebody that's reputable. I could care less if it's another company. That doesn't matter. If it's the purpose of resale or creating value or maintaining value, I've got to have it by a name. Mm-hmm. And I know that you, Jimmy, used to do some stuff with Leaf as far as encapsulation. Maybe I'm wrong, but I do recall seeing James Spence authentication encapsulation in, I wouldn't call it Beckett slabs, but Beckett-like slabs, and Leaf was presenting those. Is that still something that you guys do and will do in the future? Because I've seen it in the past.
Well, we had a contract with not just SGC with the encapsulation of autographs. We also had a contract with Beckett. And that, you know, led to all kinds of cards that went in there, Leaf and Topps and all of that. And then what happened is they decided to get their own authentication service. So we kind of got edged out a bit. But it was okay on our end because we were so darn busy. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, this deal that we put together with Blackstone has been going on for some 3 years. And so I had to, you know, we had underway an encapsulation. We actually came up with one, but rather than reinvent the wheel and with the knowledge that we were going to be bought out by Blackstone, knowing that CCG already had 100 different encapsulation sizes, why go any further with it? So that's why it's been very uncomfortable for me, especially the last 3 years, knowing that we could get into encapsulation, but why bother if we were going to get gobbled up? But quite honestly, we've just been so bombarded with, you know, non-encapsulated items. So this all just came, you know, to fruition, and I'm happy it did. And now you're going to start to see things really hum.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just going through the statement from CCG and from CGC. It says here, CCG and JSA are a perfect match with a shared passion for collectibles, along with an unwavering commitment to expertise and integrity. It's a two-part question, kind of, but from your perspective, Jimmy, why is this collaboration, this partnership, a perfect match? And why is it so important to make sure you get it right when it comes to authentication, when it comes to encapsulations? Why is it so important to not only have the reputation, but the integrity when it comes to this stuff?
Well, look at it from CGC's standpoint. Let's just talk about comic books. They are the world's top grader of an encapsulator of comic books. They were only able to encapsulate signed ones that they actually saw, one of their representatives saw get signed. So they had no real expertise when it came to the authentication of the autographs. Witnessing, they were fine. You know, we have our witness protection program. Mm-hmm. For example, my sister's not an authenticator, but my sister Karen works with you, Imran, and she can witness items that do indeed get our WPP sticker. However, you know, it wasn't able to happen with them, and they needed that, and I believe to grow, they needed our expertise to grow. So now you're gonna start to see opinion-based autographs in their encapsulation. And that's wonderful for us. Again, from the JSA standpoint, we don't have to come up with a new encapsulation and the machinery and, mm-hmm. you know, that whole infrastructure is already there. I mean, CCG is literally 8 times the size of JSA.
Wow.
Think about that. I mean, it's, in fact, for the first time, I'm actually going down this week to visit their offices. I haven't even been down to their Sarasota offices.
Sarasota.
Their offices all over the place. And they like the fact that we're in the New York area. We're in Southern Florida with our offices. They like the idea that, you know, this is been a family mom-pop type organization that has succession. Obviously, my sons are full-time in the business. I've not just my sister Karen, but my sister Kathy works. I've got nephews in the business. I mean, this is, you know, a wonderful marriage. I mean, it's I can only see this producing, you know, great product, great service all around.
Well, you know, we have buildings out here. You guys can take over and set up out here, right? You're in where New Jersey, Jersey and Florida. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the purpose of being on the same time zone? Feel free to come on over here and set up shop.
If you're suggesting that I'm going to move to California, let me tell you, the real estate taxes in New Jersey are high enough. I don't no, I don't need to pay those.
You don't taxes. Like $6 gas and burgers that cost $15? No.
No.
Okay.
No. It's
got it.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me and a lot of other people if I don't have some kind of a presence down in Southern Florida. I mean, that's coming.
I mean, I own a business in Orlando and in DeBary specifically, so I'm very familiar with that area and the benefits of having a business there. So I get it. All right, Jimmy. So let's step back. You've got all this opportunity. You have all these encapsulation pieces already ready to go. But CGC didn't have the authenticators in place to do autographs yet. Your company now is going into doing that. Does this mean that you're going to have to hire more authenticators to satisfy that demand? Because I'm telling you right now, as soon as you give the green light that it's going to, you guys are ready for your authentication and encapsulation, 500 to 1,000 cards a month are going to you from my company alone just to get them done. I'm sure that you don't have pricing yet. You're not quite sure where we're at with that. Still very early, unless you do. And I'd love for you to break that news now.
Okay. Wonderfully, I'm not involved in the pricing. Thank God, because that's the second question everybody asks me. When you get into encapsulation, how much is it going to cost? And I really don't want any part of that. That's great. We have many people that are well qualified to come up with the pricing. So I'm the wrong guy to ask there. As far as, what was that second question?
The next question is, are you going to need to hire additional employees on that side in order to satisfy the demand of the encapsulation request?
Okay. JSA has never stopped hiring people, qualified people. Okay. A lot of people, you know, come to us looking for a job, but if they don't have the aptitude, you know, it might not be a good fit. I will say that in all the years that I've been in business, and this even dates back to PSA DNA, I have not once ever hired an authenticator. Think about that.
You train from scratch.
And yes, they've had to be trained. And the reason for that is just think about Stanford, Harvard, you know, Yale. Go to them and say, I need your graduates with the best GPA, you know, from who's graduating from your universities. And they don't even have the course. So it has to be taught from within. And, you know, I've done that. In fact, if you look at some of my competitors, many of those people worked for me at one time.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
You know, it's now we have NDAs in place, so that's not likely to happen. But non-competes. So, I mean, you will see, yes, many people will flock to us. I mean, there's tests that we give. We want to hire the right people. We're not just interested in doubling the size of our staff, you know, with people that we're only going to end up having to let go of down the road. I want qualified or people that have a passion. That's really the key. I mean, you want to find people that have that same drive, passion that you have so that you're willing to teach them. I could sense within just a couple of months in my company whether a person's going to make it or not, because you could just see their work habits and, you know, are they willing to learn? Are they willing to put their time in? You know, I'm still putting my time in. I'm still learning every day. I don't know everything. You know, I have a great staff below me. I didn't build JSA alone. You know, so
I love the fact that you said earlier that now's the time that you're going to be doing your rounds, your public appearances, your podcasts, your radio shows. That's going to be a different bag for you because you're very involved in your business on a daily basis. You're in the office constantly. Mm-hmm. When I see you at an event like the National or whatever, if I get to say hi to you for 3 minutes, I realize what I just pulled you away from. So I'm really grateful for our time to talk and catch up. Mm-hmm. But man, hopefully at 64, I'm 46, you know, at 64, you're going to be able to. Yeah, I say that to people all the time. Emil is 23, and I'm sitting here. If you get the knowledge, if I could just roll back 10 years, 15 years, take everything that I possessionally own, with the exception of my family, but yet have this knowledge, I would love it. And like you said, trade you. But a lot of people are envious of your setup, Jimmy. But 4 years, you're making that commitment as a minimum for the next 4 years. Who knows? At the end of the 4 years, maybe you're like, nope, I'm just going to keep going. Or maybe you're going to say, It's time to spend time with the grandkids. Side note, Emil.
Yes.
Whenever Jimmy and I talk on the phone before we leave, he always asks me how Beckett's doing. Not the company, my son.
Yes.
And he always, I watch him on Facebook, and like, you are all about family. That's why you have a family based business. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. One of those things, Jimmy, I'm hoping is that you get to spend all that time with all those grandkids and spend time with the family. That's really
important. Yeah, it's wonderful. I, you know, you just have to be balanced. I believe mm-hmm. in that in life. I mean. I'm one of the big preachers, I think, people in this hobby, which unfortunately, because it's you think that it's sports and everybody's in shape, it's a very sedentary hobby. And I believe that, you know, dealers, collectors, you know, just don't revere these athletes and how great they are. Get out there and work out and keep yourself fit. I mean, I'm really big into that. I always have been. And, you know, it's going to hopefully carry me through the rest of my years, whether they be retirement or not. I mean, I feel that, you know, people should be conscientious about their health and fitness and not just sit and admire cards and autographs, you know. That
you hear that, audience?
You hear that, Imran?
Yeah. You hear that? Get up off your butt and actually go do something active with your family or otherwise. Just do something activity-wise.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times. Now, nobody has done more shows than I have. I mean, I've been to conventions and shows, you know, dating back to the 1980s. And how often was I in a hotel where I'm the only guy in the morning in the gym? Mm. I recognized one dealer.
Let's step back for a second. That still happens today at the National. Feel free to look around.
Oh, yeah. I actually, you know what? I was at one in Philly one time, a show at the Valley Forge show that happens four times a year.
Mm. Joe Drellich shows.
Yes. And Joe, I was show. There. This is going back, I don't know how many years ago, but I'm in there working out, and who walks in but Moses Malone. So it's just the two of us working out inside the gym.
All right, couple more questions before I let you go. We know you have a busy schedule. Mm-hmm. First of all of the additional services that now JSA and CCG will be providing, of all of them, what's the most exciting for you personally that you're able to now add to the mix or soon to be adding to the mix?
Well, certainly the encapsulation of cards, index cards, and what I collect personally, I collect canceled checks. I just, you know, I've got probably the world's most significant collection of canceled checks, and I'm looking to see them all in beautiful CCGC as well. Yeah, there I go again. And it'll also have the JSA logo on there as well. So we're combining logos. I've seen some prototypes yet. I'm sure they're not out there for the public's view, but it's a beautiful slab, and I can't wait to see all those and see them up on eBay and on dealers' tables and whatnot.
You just brought up the prototypes. I'm not going to ask you to reveal what it is, but, you know, you see different styles of slabs. What went into the process of, if you were a part of this, what went into the process of deciding how you're going to make the slab look, and what did you take into consideration from collectors, from personal experience? How went about that process?
Well, it wasn't my decision. If you could easily look at CGC's slabs and see what they look like.
I love them.
It's everything about the flip. It's the flip will have, you know, our name on it. So they've designed that of such, and you know, they're right now deliberating how it's going to look. And I think they've got it, you know, pretty well down pat. And when I go down this week, I'll have a little bit more knowledge when I go down to Sarasota to see what's going on down there.
Today's April 13th. When's the first rollout of JSA CGCC slabs? an encapsulation. When can we expect to start seeing some of these activities happen? Do we know yet?
I just heard that it's going to be within the next couple of months. It's okay. Kind of vague, but I wouldn't be surprised if it might even be earlier than that. They just have to sink everything in. I mean, the pricing is a, you know, one thing that, you know, is a concern about how's that going to be on our website, their website. They're moving quite quickly, but I'm not really involved too much in that end of it. They have smarter people than I that can do that.
So you're just saying, look, I'm just the pretty face. just look at this. Look at this face.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, just seeing. Okay, last question, Jimmy, and I think this is one of the ones that people ask all the time. Maybe it's a two-part question. Number one, what is the most valuable item that JSA has ever authenticated? And number two question, who is the toughest autograph in your experience to ever get? Like for example, John Stockton is well known as one of the toughest autographs out there. He recently did an autograph signing, which was amazing. Patrick Ewing is another really toughie. Jordan doesn't sign anything that he's not contracted to. I'm using examples. So first part again, the most valuable item that you believe that JSA has ever authenticated.
Well, it would have had to have been Jackie Robinson's rookie contract. You know, Jackie Robinson's signature in itself is not super duper valuable.
I own one. Yep,
yeah, you could probably own one for close to $1,000, maybe even less, depending on what it's on. But, you know, it's not the fact that, you know, it's his autograph per se. It's just it's the historic nature of the contract. Mm-hmm. It's worth tens of millions of dollars. I don't know what that one specifically sold for. I remember Golden Hat. Yeah. And that there is, it's kind of hard to like go beyond that because it's just so historically, you know, transcends, you know, this hobby. It goes into more of you know, social and historical venues. I mean, it's all over there. So maybe that's the answer.
I would agree. So it was the color barrier. It was that time that really changed sports totally. Yeah. And okay. And then the last question is, who is the most difficult person based on your experience that's alive today to get an autograph from, whether it's sports or otherwise?
So you're saying a living person.
Yeah. That just doesn't really do
well much. I mean, you could get into, I mean, beyond sports and with the, I mean, look at Vladimir Putin's autograph. I mean, that's a pretty tough autograph. He's a little tough to get to. You're not going to see him dining in a restaurant or be able to, you know, cajole one of his relatives or whatever to get it for you. I mean, you
can't even touch him.
I mean, it's and you know, maybe he's more infamous than famous, but there are people, there are autographs out there that are extremely rare, but it depends on the demand. I mean, it depends on who's looking for the person's autograph. I mean, historically, Joe Jackson's autograph was always a tough autograph because he was functionally illiterate. He could write his name, but he, you know, it wasn't like he was going to be able to write a paragraph. So that's that, you know, there's probably 50 autographs of his in existence.
Wow.
But, you know, even somebody like LeBron or Stockton or, and you know, those names that you mentioned, believe it or not, there are thousands of their autographs.
Really? In existence.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, these people have been signing their names since they were in college.
True.
So it may seem very difficult for you to obtain one because they're living and, you know, but everybody else has them on their want list too. And it's in the last 30 years, let's face it, no one's autograph, I would say, is super duper rare. And when I'm trying to compare that to somebody from yesteryear.
Sure.
And that's always why I've always gravitated to collecting yesteryear as opposed to, you know, today. Hey, Mike Tyson's autograph used to be considered rare, if that's considered. You know, maybe a better word was uncommon. But now, you know, it's not so rare. And some of the other people have gone that route too. I mean, as soon as Bill Russell's autograph, when I was a kid, impossible. You know, it was just like very tough. But as soon as, you know, the money came along and he started signing at shows and, you know, for Rich Altman down in Florida, I mean, it opened it up. And now
Hollywood Collectibles and Rich has passed since then. But yeah, you're right. That the representation of athletes to monetize their signatures really has, that's the business now. And you look at some of, I look at some of the pricing of autographs of guys now, it's like, whoa. But at the same time, it's like, well, if you want an authentic autograph, a quality autograph, and you're willing to pay for it, you can get it in today's world. Mm-hmm. And that's how you encapsulate your heroes.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you're incredible. Thank you so much. I know that you had some personal stuff that you were stepping aside for to be here today. And I hope you enjoyed your first radio interview. It'll end up being on a podcast.
I'm honored that you asked me, really.
You're the best.
I'm very much, yes. All right. Thank
have
you.
A great day. Thank you so all much,
right, Jimmy.
Take care. We'll take care.
That was James Jimmy Spence, the founder of James Spence Authentication, friend of the show. We love him.
That was awesome.
Nate, we're going to actually ask if you could send over to Shep. We want Shep to join us here shortly. So, yeah, Big Shep.
Big.
Yep. So Big Shep is going to be joining us. Shep is at home right now. He's taking care of some family business, but he'll be here in just a minute. Emil, we have some events that are coming up tonight, specifically one event. UFC 300.
I'm so ready.
All right, talk to me.
Oh, it is the card of all cards. Well, not for the casual fan, I'd say, but for the hardcore MMA fan, every single fight is good. Every single one is one you'd want to watch or would be on a usual UFC fight night, would be the main event, and that is why this is so good. Starting off with former local guy, Cody Garbrandt against Davison Figueiredo.
He's former?
Well, he used to be Teen Alpha Male.
Right.
Or is he still?
I don't know. I thought he stayed local.
He's not. He left to Cleveland a while ago. I don't know where he is now.
He's
but
from Cleveland, though.
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
But
yes.
He doesn't live in Sacramento anymore?
No.
No.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Yeah. So starting off with Cody Garbrandt versus Davison Figueiredo, the former flyweight champion now at bantamweight. Then Bobby Green versus Jim, I can't say the actual name, Miller. Jessica Andrade versus Marina Rodriguez, Jalen Turner, Renata Moicano. And that is just the early prelims. On the main card, of course, it is brought to you by Alex Pereira versus Jamal Hill for the light heavyweight title, settling that score once for all. Big, big fan of Poatan, Alex Pereira myself. Have a little bit on the line here, actually. So with this one. So I got a couple cards in the game, a little bit of, they say, skin in the game.
You have a big one.
I do, and it just came back. I'm just waiting to hear back from my guy Andy to see when it comes in, but it has been great.
Tell us the card.
It is the Alex Pereira rookie gold throwback signatures gold 10 of 10 bookend auto prism rookie card. It is one of his rarest cards in existence. I pulled it myself. Very proud to say that. Very excited to get it back. Hopefully, please, Lord, be a gem mint 10.
There's a question by Paul Petio that's in the chat for YouTube. And as Shep comes on here in just a second, we're
going to. Shepard.
The quick question is, why do all of my eBay auctions sell at $100 to $200 less than every other comp? Is there a time of day to run auctions or something like that? What am I missing is what Paul's asking.
What is he missing?
I have an answer. I just didn't know if you had an opinion, but I have an answer
I'll
for
let
this.
You go okay. on this one. You know more than me.
So really it comes down to how many eyeballs are on a particular seller. So if that means that you have an account with very little feedback or it's newer or you don't do that many auctions, that doesn't mean that people aren't able to see it if they search for your card. Mm-hmm. But what you want to do is you want to get it out there to the most amount of eyeballs. So, Paul, what I would suggest to do is continue to build your eBay profile, selling cards that maybe are less expensive, getting people to subscribe and have you as a favorited seller. Because the way I shop is when I buy on eBay, which is rare, I don't really buy on eBay, but when I do, I will buy the card that I want or that I need.
Yes.
And then I will look at sellers' other auctions. So I'll say, what else does this person sell? Because I feel like I'm getting a good deal on this card. Mm-hmm. They're probably similar in other cards. But also, mm-hmm. I want to combine shipping.
Yep.
That's really the matter. So if the shipping is $5 or $6 to send for one card, but then they can combine shipping for another 50 or 50 cents to a dollar for an additional card, I'm more likely to buy another card from that same seller during the same period of purchase.
Yes.
So the more that you have as availability for you to be able to get eyeballs on there, the better for you. Now, until you get there, my suggestion is to use a consignment house like a Probstein, like a Hoodies Collectibles, a friend of mine, Tate Hoodenpile, who owns Hoodies Collectibles. He's one of the top 10 auction houses.
I didn't know you knew Hoodies Collectibles.
Very well. Very well. Tate and I have known each other for, 10 years.
I bought from Hoodies.
So with Hoodies, send it to them. They'll take a percentage of your consignment. I want to say it's anywhere from 15 to as low as maybe 6%, depending on the final sales price.
Yep.
They already have the eyeballs. So they already have people paying attention to their auctions. You're better to get a higher price for your item than if you were just solo person, Paul, just doing your own thing.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a look. Is Shep in the building?
Shep,
there he is. If you're on YouTube, you can see him right there wearing his King's hat. I didn't wear my King's hat today.
I'm not wearing King's hats anymore.
It's been a rough couple of days for the Sacramento Kings.
I'm out.
That's right. Emil is out.
I'm out.
As the host, as we're hosted here at Sacktown Sports 1140, home of the Kings.
I'm on
Good job, Emil.
I'm on Dave's side.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's called a fair weather fan, and I'm not one of them.
That's fair.
Okay? That is fair, and you are fair weather. I got the lower back tattoo of the Sacramento Kings. They're my team. I'll stick with them. I just wish that they would do some other things to play a little differently. I'm having a real struggle with De'Aaron and his turnovers late.
Yeah.
That steal that Sabonis threw to De'Aaron. I'm watching Nate through the window. He's rubbing his eyes right now. He can't believe it. That was rough. And who was it that did that? Beal?
Yeah. They made Bradley Beal look like an All-NBA defender.
We're not even talking about like some spry dude. This guy's 30-something years old with a lot of miles
on
him.
With a bad back.
And Sabonis threw it away, and that really was the catalyst of the... Anyway, hi, Shep. How are you?
Shep.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey. So Shep is hanging out at his house, and Shep, we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's been coming out or new products that have come out. One of your favorite ones just recently released, Topps Heritage Baseball 2024. I know you have wanted to open some of that. Have you had a chance yet?
Not yet. I've haven't had a chance, but I'm really excited because it's a 1975 design, which is a George Brett rookie year, which I love, and that's my guy. And he even has, for the first time in quite some time, he has an autograph on card in Topps product. So pretty excited. I've seen a few pulled. I put it out there that I'm looking for one. But yeah, it's a good-looking product. So Heritage isn't going to make you rich and famous, but it is a fun product that puts this current year's players and the past cards 40 yeah. years ago, and it's just great to see and or 50 years ago, I guess, and enjoy the old design. And it's very colorful. It says 1970s when you see it. I mean, just such a colorful borders. You got two tones on there, and just brings back those classic collecting times before it was all about the hits and you were just chasing your favorite players.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah. Shep described it as two tones. That's also what I describe as arms, both in color and in muscle. So
that was out of pocket.
That was good.
That
I
was
like
out
it.
Of pocket.
Yeah, it's two different colors because he's got the farmer's tan. So Shep has that. And then part of his arm is super muscular and the other one, you know, less muscular.
Hey.
So talk about two tones. There we go.
Why Aaron Dirty Laundry,
Emil has the specifics on that. We've got it under $100 on the shelf at our store. But Emil, specifics on Heritage, please.
Yeah, specifics on Heritage. The product configuration, 9 cards per pack, 24 packs per box. Just breaking it down, obviously you're looking for on-card autos, including Juan Soto's first auto, I believe, on-card as a member of the Yankees. News flashbacks, baseball flashbacks, real one autographs, a lot of inserts, a lot of low-numbered stuff, too. You know what's funny? I actually saw on Shep's Twitter yesterday, someone was complaining about Topps Heritage of, I only got this mem card, and Shep goes, first time opening Heritage?
Yeah.
And that just had me giggling, because, yep, some boxes you win, some boxes you lose, but again, it's a fun rip.
And when you're buying a box for $100, what do you expect? I mean, are you expecting to get that $10,000 card each and every time? I mean, we have to have some expectations here. And I just think sometimes people forget that when they look and they buy these, you know, entry-level products. Mm-hmm. And it says one guaranteed hit, auto a relic.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get upset when they get the relic. Because, guys, come on, let's be realistic. That's what's going to happen 60% yeah. of the time. And most of the time in Heritage, it's a player. It's actually player worn. It doesn't say event worn. A lot of the times in the Heritage, it's game worn stuff. And you also get opportunities to get autographs from guys that played in the era that those cards were released, so in the 70s. So potentially you're getting Hall of Famers and former superstars that never had in card autos that were released in 1975. So, you know, just enjoy it. It's a fun rip. It's not a get rich quick scheme rip. Like some of the other products, but you pay for, you know, you get what you pay for, and $100 and this hobby is going to be a relic, mm-hmm. most likely. If you're looking for that, this is not the product for you. It's the other product that came out this week.
Which is
Origins.
talk to
Origins
us.
Origins Basketball.
So Mill's going to pull that information up. Oh, he's got it up and running.
I'm
so
ready.
Origins Basketball just came out yesterday.
Yes.
We have it on our shelf. Blowout has it at 389. We have it on our shelf at 375. Emil, go ahead and go through the details.
So it is a risk it for the biscuit boxes we talk about. One pack per box, seven cards per pack, one auto, one other auto or mem, two parallels, and one insert. But there are some very cool on-card rookie autos in this as well as some stickers, I believe.
Like Wemby?
No.
Joke. Jokes.
Like Brandon Miller? Joke.
Jokes. Jokes.
Like Scoot?
Jokes. So one of the Thompson twins. Here's what we do know. The inserts for Wemby are hot, super hot.
Hot.
Yeah. So whether, in fact, in most cases, you're looking for a Wemby numbered card than you are looking for the autograph in a lot of cases. Shep, have you done any research on the Origins yourself or spent some time on it?
No, I looked a little bit. I mean, these cards always, they look good. That's the thing. You've got a little bit thicker stock on the card. Mm-hmm. It has a very fun design to the background. I mean, it does just, it's not shot at your basic card, but as you brought up with Wemby, you know, we've seen this with the parallels, and I've talked about this before on the show, is that it's collecting in the 1990s. You're looking for the, back then we were looking for the refractors, the special inserts of the guys, and now we're seeing it with Wemby, with not having the autographs in these products, that the number and the parallel cards, the short prints, those are the cards we're looking for. And, I think that's fun that we've brought that, because of these exclusive agreements these players have had, it's made other products be a chase where you're trying to get a numbered card, you're trying to get a parallel card of a guy versus any other
you're
autograph.
Like, damn, I got an autograph.
You know?
Yeah. Oh man, I didn't get the Wemby pink out of 199.
Because it's worth more.
It is.
It's worth more.
Anything Wemby is hot.
It makes it fun because there's more opportunities in a box. You know, if you look, you're getting two parallels in the box in this, or you're going to get one autograph and or another autograph in a mem card. I would trade my autographs or mem cards for four chances at parallels, because then you're getting four bites at Wemby.
Yep.
I think that would be a lot more fun, but again, it's autographs and relics that drive the boxes, but it's fun to see when parallels mean something and we can get a rookie card that's just fun to stand alone on its own.
So we've got people next.
Still chasing Bernard out of hockey out of Young Guns, and that's just a rookie card.
Yep.
There's nothing special about it.
So next week on Wednesday, officially on the 17th, a new product is going to be coming out. Topps Black, 2024 Topps Black, four cards per box. Emil, do you have the stats on that?
Yep, four cards per box, one pack per box. So a little risque. One encapsulated chrome auto, one refractor parallel, and two chrome base. But again, four cards per pack. Per box.
We will have them on the shelf at $159 a box. That's about what they are. They're actually they're less expensive this year than they were last year.
Good price.
Last year was, fine, pay us more. But I'm good with $159 on the shelf.
Didn't we have a big Julio hit at the Galleria the other day?
Out of a different product. We had it out of, what was that?
I thought it was 23 Topps Black.
It might have been.
Was
red. It was a Julio red auto numbered out of 5.
Yeah, I think it was because it was an encapsulated car. It was a.
I'll have to look at the photo.
I thought it was a Topps black product.
Same customer, great customer. His name is Curtis. He was at the Galleria. He hits a Julio Rodriguez autograph on card numbered to 5.
Yeah.
And then he came to the store yesterday to the shop, opened a box of tribute baseball, and pulled a Bo Jackson on card auto gold numbered to 10.
Stop.
Not even gold. What is that considered in Topps?
Black?
It's numbered to 10. It was out of tribute.
Well, no, it's the black parallel?
No, it was gold. It was gold colored.
Oh.
And it's gold. Bo Jackson Auto. I have a photo of it, too.
Talk about a win.
Bo still sells. I mean, his baseball career was what it was. I mean, it was just a handful of really good seasons. But that guy still has a great market and is very sought after. I think it's just the what-ifs of his career.
You know what? Yeah. It does have black on it, so maybe that's the case. Anyways,
yeah, I think gold in Topps is usually out of 50. Black's usually lower out of 10.
Shep, baseball is your bag. Who are the rookies for 2024 that people should be paying attention to have rookie cards, not XRCs and not Bowmans?
Yeah, well, we're gonna have a big one coming up. I mean, we saw Jackson Holiday debut this week,
but is he considered rookie cards in the 24 class?
Yes, now we're official that looks like he will have cards throughout this season as a rookie, due to the fact that Topps put out their Topps Now debut card of him, and they put the rookie card logo on that. And what that signifies for us as collectors is that he's going to have rookie cards in 24 product, because if not, they would have called it a pre-rookie, or they would have put a prospect debut on it, because they've done that in the previous seasons where guys debuted late in the year and didn't have Topps products that same season as a rookie. They designate him as a prospect still, even though it was a debut card and he's in the major leagues because of Topps rules with the PA. So we're going to have this. I would expect to see him in series two. Worst case, he'll be an update as a rookie card for that base one. It looks like he should probably be in Topps Chrome. It's crazy. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but he's 0 for 11 right now. He's got a couple of runs scored and an RBI. Sick. But on Monday, his Topps first Bowman draft came out in 2022. He's the number one pick of that draft. Was sold Monday for $575. Okay.
Wow.
He gets announced that day he's going to go and get called up. On the day he gets called up, on Tuesday, his first major league game, the card drops $76 and sells for $14.95. Yesterday, he's 0 for 8 so far in the season. It sells for $7.75. Real quick, how does a PSA 10 of the number one draft pick of the 22 class, who debuts at 20 years old, he gets to the show. He gets to where we want him to go as a collector. And his card price, he debuts and gets cut in half.
0 for 11, baby. Wait till he goes 0 for 22.
But what I'm saying is like, how does a guy debut and he had one game? He hadn't even debuted yet and his card dropped $76 from a Monday to a Tuesday.
That just shows how fickle collectors are and how unrealistic people are with expectations. I'll tell you what, if an Emron Pilotti card, a PSA 10, was worth $1,000 and then they got to know me, I mean, really, what's it worth now? $5?
Can we get an Emron Pilotti card?
We'll work on it. Shep, thank you for joining us. We're just about to close out the show. I wanted to make sure that we got you on today's show. Next week, we're going to have probably Shep in studio, depending on his schedule.
He's
a very, very busy guy.
Yes, he is.
It was awesome to have James Spence on our show, which was very... we're very grateful for that. Yes. But just to have you, Shep, on the show.
Hey, listen, man. I just radiate, abilities all over the place.
Radiate.
And
hashtag blessed is where we're at.
Hashtag blessed.
And, everybody, for Emil, myself, Big Shep, and Nate behind the window, this has been the True Sports Card Show for April 13th. We're happy to be here at Sacktown Sports 1140. This is Emron saying goodbye, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
10 a.m.